USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new study from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases showed evidence that the COVID vaccines will provide protection against the new variants of the virus. The study found that patients who had recovered after being infected by variants from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil all retained their immune response to the virus. The report stressed that a larger study was needed, as only 30 patients were examined, but said that the data would be valuable towards seeing whether booster shots will need to be developed. And new satellite images show North Korea may be taking steps to produce more nuclear weapons. The images released Tuesday show plumes of smoke emerging from buildings at the Yongbyon Nuclear Research Facility. NBC reporting that experts believe the images show North Korean efforts to restart processing plutonium for weapons at the site. The activity comes after a pair of missile tests from the North Korean regime, a likely challenge to President Biden's new administration. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is under investigation for an alleged sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl, according to reports. The Department of Justice is also investigating whether the congressman may have violated federal sex trafficking laws by allegedly paying the girl to travel with him. The investigation has reportedly been going on for at least a year. Gaetz has denied the allegations and tells Fox News that there are records that will prove his innocence.
The person doesn't exist. I have not had a relationship with a 17-year-old. That is totally false. The allegation, as I read it in the New York Times, is that I've traveled with some 17-year-old in some relationship. That is false, and records will bear that out to be false.
In a statement, Gaetz said that the allegations were part of an extortion plot from a former Justice Department official seeking $25 million from he and his family. Gaetz says that he has cooperated with federal investigators in the matter. The congressman has not been charged with any crimes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The U.S. State Department has released the 2020 Human Rights Report. John Clemens has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken issued the report saying the trend lines on human rights are not improving.
The trend lines on human rights continue to move in the wrong direction. We see evidence that in every region of the world, this is happening.
Secretary Blinken said the events since the military coup occurred in Burma after this year's report was finished, we must highlight them.
Nonviolent protesters in Burma have been killed, beaten, imprisoned, including on Saturday, when more than 100 people were reportedly killed by the military. Many of those killed were protesting on Armed Forces Day. Others simply bystanders. The military said in advance that they might shoot protesters in the back or the head, and they've made good on that threat.
And the Final Four is set for the NCAA tournament. Gonzaga is headed back to the Final Four for the second time in school history. The Bulldogs moved to 30-0 on the season, dominating USC 85-66 in Tuesday's West Regional Final. Gonzaga will be the third team since 1985 to take an undefeated record into the Final Four, with the last team to win it all with a perfect season being the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers. And UCLA will go from the first four to the Final Four. The Bruins defeated Michigan 51-49 in the East Regional Final. With the win, they become just the second double-digit seed to knock off a 1 seed and a 2 seed en route to the Final Four. LSU also accomplished the feat in 1986. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.